Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
This is Mason County Judge Jerry Bearden giving a report of the last Commissioners Court meeting for the year 2020. This meeting was held on Monday, December the 28th at 8:45 a.m. in the Scribbling Room at the Mason County Library. This due to the fact that we spent last week moving everybody out of office, out of the courthouse, into the annex across the street. We had a lot of wonderful help. A lot of hiccups on the way, but we feel like everybody's getting set up and we're back in operation again. We'd like for the public to know that if they need to contact us, that please come across. We're right west of the jail in the old Hempfield building and just right across the street from the sheriff's office. And we appreciate KNEO getting the advertisement out all week about the move. In Commissioners Court meeting this morning, we had 14 items on the agenda. Mainly just routine items about meeting the payroll, the minutes. We did approve accepting the bonds for employees and elected officials. This is a process that we have to go through for elected officials before they get sworn in. We did have to make a couple adjustments within the budget for the 2020 budget for line item adjustments, amending the budget on our nutrition program and our EMS program. We also went in and approved the purchase of a laptop for the clerk's office and to approve the compensation for workers that assisted in paying them for the transition of moving all of the furniture and equipment, things of this nature, boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes over here to the annex. Then we discussed our courthouse restoration project, which will begin. We thought it was supposed to be January the 4th, but it will be January the 13th when the architects are here to begin the process on our courthouse restoration. We also talked about our COVID-19 issues a little bit. As of a meeting that we had today at 1 o'clock, we did find out that right now we have 65 active cases here in Mason County. This initiates a lot of problems. First of all, if county does not maintain 30 or less active cases for 14 days, then that requires the county judge to have businesses and other facilities and activities limited to 50% of capacity. This will affect our restaurants and stores and everything else. And this would be, the 30 days would be approximately from up until January the 2nd. This is due to the governor's orders. Therefore, very doubtful that we're going to drop under 30 or more in the next several days. If we don't, then I have to do the ugly order and present that out due to what the governor has put forth, and we'll have to limit these until our numbers go down. Not something I want to do, but we're not going to run around arresting people or counting heads or anything like that, but we would encourage people to please abide by these orders and regulations. Also, to go along with our COVID-19, today we received our first shipment of the Moderna vaccine. We had our meeting today at 1 o'clock with our emergency management team. The clinic is beginning to organize this afternoon and giving the first vaccines to some of our frontline people, our first responders. We're going to take care of them. Then we're going to, that'll be about 45 to 50 people. Then we will move into what we call our critical stage people, people 90 years older, our older population, and also those people with very severe underlying conditions, even though they may be younger than, they may be in their 40s and 50s, but if they have severe underlying conditions, we're going to try to line those folks up and give them the first vaccinations. This is following the guidelines presented out by the state of Texas. What we're asking people to do is if they wish to receive the vaccination, to please call the county judge's office at 325-347-5556. Now, this is Mason County residents. We need your name, your age, your phone number, and your address. If you have any underlying conditions, health conditions, you might let us know them too, but we need to do that. Once we take care of the oldest of our population and those people that have the most severe underlying conditions, then we will take all these names as we receive the vaccine, and not necessarily first come, first serve, but we will, if we get 100 vaccines or 200 vaccines, we'll put that many names in the hat, whatever, we'll draw those names out. Those people will be notified, and the vaccine will be administered by the clinic. I know we're going to have people that are going to be upset because they called in, they thought they were first in line, but we cannot be selective in this process. It wouldn't be fair, and if anybody has some problems with that, please don't blame Dr. Horn, don't blame the clinic, don't blame anybody else. You can blame me, I guess. I'll take it anyway. But we're going to try to get these out as quickly as we can. We don't know when we're going to get the next series of vaccine. We're hoping we get them in the next few days. But people need to remember two things. If you get the Moderna vaccine, within 28 days, you have to get the second shot. And also, if you're going to get a vaccine, you cannot have received a flu shot within 14 days of receiving the vaccine. If you got it a month ago or 3 weeks ago, it will be fine. But they do not let us give the COVID-19 vaccination if you've just received a flu shot within 14 days. All right. Any questions, you can call again, call my office. A couple of other things that we're looking at here is we have discussed with our commissioner's court, and of course everybody put the word out. We lost one of our neighbors this last week. McCullough County Judge Bill Spiller passed away, and the whole county, we're expressing our condolences to his family, his co-workers, his commissioner's court, and the people in McCullough County. Bill will be sorely missed. He was a good man and a good friend. And the burden lies upon the McCullough County people now to find a replacement for Judge Spiller. A couple of things that we will be doing here on January the 1st at 8 o'clock in my office here, we're going to have the newly elected officials, our returning officials, taking their oath of office here at 8 o'clock. And then I believe at 9 o'clock on the same day, I'll be administering the oath of office to the McCullough County officials. And then, actually, I'm very honored to have been asked by the Presidio County Sheriff, Danny Dominguez, who's serving his last term coming up. He's one of my former ag students. He's asked me to come out to Presidio County in Marfa to administer his oath of office for his last term. And to me, that's quite an honor, and I'm very proud of Danny. He's done a great job in Presidio County. Otherwise, it's been real busy. We're in the new building. We're taking phone calls. We're making lists of names. We're hoping we get some rain. We'll even take some snow. We hope everybody has a happy new year. And we, as usual, we always thank Kenny O for carrying this broadcast. Thank you, and God bless Texas and God bless America.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.